special counsel in Russia investigation.
He will have the power to prosecute if crimes were committed.
Selection wins bipartisan praise.
Amazing credentials. He'll do a great job.
Increased pressure on the White House.
This investigation has been re-energized. It's been revalidated.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's a new man on the job heading the investigation into Russia's 2016 election meddling and allegations of collusion with the Trump campaign. Robert Mueller, the former FBI director, picked as special counsel by the Justice Department. We begin this morning at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein made the decision to tap Bob Mueller, earning plaudits from members of both parties. As special counsel, Mueller will have wide-ranging authority to run the Russia probe and prosecute any crimes that might arise from that investigation. His review will be overseen by the Justice Department, but federal regulations say he can't be fired without good cause submitted in writing. Mueller served as FBI director from just before 9/11 through 2013. He was so well-regarded, Congress gave him an extra 2 years in the role. Moments ago, the president signaled some bitterness in his reaction to the appointment, saying, quote, "With all of the illegal acts that took place in the Clinton campaign and Obama administration, there was never a special counsel appointed." Mr. Trump calls the Russia probe the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. Now, that's a departure from the initial reaction here last night, as CBS's Jeff Pegues reports.
President Trump was said to be measured in his response to Robert Mueller's appointment as he huddled with his senior staff in the Oval Office. The White House then released a statement saying, "There was no collusion between my campaign and any foreign entity. I look forward to this matter concluding quickly."
This is Bill Rakoff. Republican House Oversight Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz is pleased with Mueller's selection.
He served in the Obama administration, served in the Bush administration, but amazing credentials. He'll do a great job.
This is Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
He has the expertise and experience and the guts and backbone to uncover the truth and hold accountable anybody who's broken the law.
And Republican Congressman Peter King said he doesn't like special counsels, but if they had to pick one, Mueller's an excellent choice.
I'm Gary Nunn. Contacts between the Trump campaign and Russia were more extensive than previously believed. Reuters is reporting some members of the Trump campaign were in touch with various officials at the Kremlin at least 18 times in the 7 months prior to the election. Those reporting the contacts say they've seen no evidence of wrongdoing, hacking, or collusion, only mention of such topics as sanctions policy, ISIS, and China, with a focus on bypassing U.S. national security channels. CBS's Major Garrett reports the Trump transition team knew Michael Flynn was being investigated.
Flynn reportedly told now White House counsel Don McGahn on January 4th that he was under federal investigation. That conversation and another 2 days later show the Trump transition team knew about the Flynn investigation far earlier than previously reported.
And the McClatchy News Service says just before Mr. Trump was sworn in, Flynn blocked an anti-ISIS military plan because it was opposed by Turkey. Flynn had received payments from the country. Well, CBS News Chief Washington correspondent John Dickerson says the developments this week put the White House in a difficult spot.
The implications for the president are that, think about this, he said that all these investigations into Russia collusion with the Trump campaign, that they were a witch hunt, that the FBI investigation shouldn't go anywhere. Now, this investigation has been re-energized, it's been revalidated, and somebody's been put at the top that both Republicans and Democrats have praised. So this can no longer be knocked down by the president as a partisan witch hunt. And also, the president now has to be careful about what he says about it, because in the mix in this story now is the off-the-books conversation he had with former Director Comey about possibly wrapping up the investigation. So anything the president says now about it has to be seen in that light where people are talking about obstruction of justice.
American officials have met with European counterparts over the reported plan to expand the ban on large carry-on electronics on flights to the U.S. It's currently in effect at a handful of airports in the Mideast and North Africa, but could be broadened to include places in Europe. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says experts are concerned about the potential impact.
They estimate the cost to flyers to be $1.1 billion a year in the form of lost productivity, as well as added costs for people to, say, rent a loaner device on an airplane to work. They also predict that businesses will cancel travel because they don't want their employees checking a laptop with sensitive company information.
The decision of a jury in Tulsa, Oklahoma sparked a protest.
Hands up!
As a white police officer, Betty Jo Shelby was acquitted in the shooting death of an unarmed black man last September. The family of the victim, Terrence Crutcher, expressed outrage.
Betty Shelby murdered my brother. And after she murdered my brother, all of the officers involved with the Tulsa Police Department tried to cover for her.
Shelby says she fired because she feared for her life because Crutcher didn't obey her commands. One of rock music's most dynamic singers has died.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
Chris Cornell, whose four-octave range powered the band's Soundgarden and Audioslave, died in Detroit suddenly and unexpectedly, according to his manager. Police reportedly believe he took his own life. Chris Cornell was 52. The American Cancer Society says more people are getting cancer screenings and fewer people are smoking. But the author of a new study for the organization, Amy Godling-Sauer, says another potential cancer causer is a concern.
We continue to see increasing prevalence of obesity among both adolescents and adults, though among adult men it seems to have stabilized in recent years.
Well, the NFL says now it will work with the Players Union to get more information from the New England Patriots about star quarterback Tom Brady's health during last football season. It all follows what Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, told CBS this morning.
He had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much. I mean, we don't talk about it, but he does have concussions.
Well, that concussion was never part of any team injury report during last season. The league does have strict concussion rules. Diets don't work, surgery too scary or costly. Well, CBS's Larry Miller has more on another weight loss option.
A capsule containing a balloon swallowed by obese patients then filled with water results in an average weight loss of 33 pounds after just 4 months. It then passes out of the body naturally. The device makes people feel full and is an alternative to expensive gastric surgery. The study was presented to a European medical conference. The gastric balloon is already being used in Europe and the Middle East. It was developed by a U.S. company, which will be seeking FDA approval. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
A 14-year-old eighth grader from Irving, Texas, was the winner of the National Geographic Bee. Pranay Virata began studying for the contest right after he finished sixth in last year's event. He survived a sudden-death battle with a Milwaukee teenager who also competed last year. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.